Welcome to the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Brooks. This is a podcast that invites you to remember who you are, return to yourself, and rise into your highest and best soul self. Every week, I will be sharing inspiring conversations about topics that hold keys to your awakening. My mission as an international evidential psychic medium, Reiki practitioner, and intuitive mentor is to help you rise into who you were born to be. Enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I am your host, Amy Brooks, and I wanted to start off today by just extending my gratitude towards you, the listeners, the supporters, the friends of this podcast, and of me. And so thank you for taking time out of your busy lives to listen time and time again to what I have to say and, you know, picking up what I'm putting down. And I appreciate you all so much for the time and the energy and the love that you have sent my way over the years. Thank you for continuing to download these episodes and to listen. Thank you for supporting the podcast by subscribing to the bonus content episode. I appreciate that so much. And thank you for continuing to refer people to me, to book sessions, to get excited about what I'm offering and what I have to say. I am here for you, and I just wanted to begin by saying thank you so very much. Okay, so we are here today. Today is Halloween, the day that I am recording this episode, and we're here to talk about November's energy. So I have sat down with the cards, and I have pulled, as I always do, a tarot card, an oracle card, and a soul's journey lesson card, rather. And I have taken some brief notes about each of those cards. And boy, oh boy, is there ever a theme this month so far. Just on the cards, they're all kind of like honing in and saying the same sort of thing. And then in the moment, I will channel an animal, a number, and a color support for us in the month of November 2025. So as always, these energetic forecasts are meant to provide you kind of like a little heads up. It is something to be, sometimes things come in that help keep us kind of in that proactive sense of self, you know, like a heads up that this is the energy that we're working in. These are the kinds of experiences that you may encounter. And by having that heads up, it allows you to be able to kind of see the deeper meaning and the bigger picture, which allows, you know, less force and less strife and less challenge and more ease with those things. So it's not that we take obstacles out of the way, but it is that we have the tools to deal with them. So with that being said, I'm going to get right into it. We're going to start with the tarot card, and I used the deck When Women Had Wings. This is a deck that I use very, very often. It was gifted to me by a listener, Mrs. Heidi, and I absolutely love this deck so very much. And the card that comes up is a card that has shown up in my life off and on many, many, many times. In fact, it has shown up so many times that I had a guest come on and the two of us talked about the general energy of this card, not in a direct way, but in an indirect way. And that was the episode that was called Finding Your Soul Work, and it was with the lovely Jana. And so when we talk about soul work, when I hear that word or that phrase, the energy that comes through from this card, and that is the Eight of Pentacles. So we've got this Pentacles energy, the tangible, the things we create, right? Whether they are, things
like money and finances, with which often Pentacles is associated with, can be our goals, our mindsets, these tangible things, the skills that we have, the expertise that we find, you know, from doing our soul work over time. And so I love to see the Eight of Pentacles come in this month, as I do feel like it is a really good energy. It is, I keep hearing the word steadfast, so it is a steadfast kind of energy, and it is asking you for that. So the month of November is asking for this kind of slow and steady, embracing, you know, that life is a journey, you know, not a destination. So it's kind of getting out of the, I must arrive here in order to be happy in the present moment. This is an energy of the present moment. It is being in the moment, knowing that the things that we work on minute by minute, day by day, create the end. And it's kind of like saying, don't get lost. Don't get lost by thinking so far ahead that you're not enjoying the moment. It is also an energy of like learning a lot as well. There's an energy of like mastering in some way, but also being open to learning. So kind of this like teacher, student kind of vibe. So some keywords I wrote down soul work, as we know, finding one's soul work, doing one's soul work. And that doesn't just mean that we, you know, find some sort of, you know, like thing we can do with our hands, like pottery or woodwork, could be some of those things, but it could also be just finding what, like, and committing to something that your soul is here to learn. And that right now could be healing, right? It could be mindset work. It could be your education. It could be you like raising your family. It doesn't matter, but it is asking you to like really sit with the idea and the concept of soul work and what that means to you. And don't overcomplicate it, I hear. It's okay. It can be simple. It can be something as simple as, say like, not that this is simple at all, but I say this through the lens that sometimes we can do ourselves a disjustice by saying something isn't a really big deal when it actually is. So we may say, my focus right now is on raising my family or on maintaining my household and keeping that going. And we kind of use language that, you know, dismisses it a little, like I'm just this, or it's just this. And that is something we need to be mindful of, is what I'm hearing. It is not just that. That's a huge thing, right? And you know, we're being asked, and sometimes we get lost in that energy though. Like I can tell you as a mom myself, as somebody that spent many, many years as a stay-at-home mom, that was a chapter of my life. And, you know, at the time, you know, I could see that I sometimes judged myself for it, although it is what made me happiest. I stepped away from a career to do that, knowing that that is the path that my soul wanted me to embark on, and that nothing would be wasted. You know, it's like the education, the degree I had before, the work experience that I had, like none of that is wasted because I took a moment to change my focus, so to speak. And that's the general essence of this month as well. It's like, just because there may be new choices coming up, new directions coming up, that doesn't mean that when we embark on a new path, that the previous path and all that we learned and gathered and experienced on it is all for naught. It doesn't mean that it's a failure. It doesn't mean that it's wasted. We use it. We continue to build upon it. I'm seeing the image of like brick by brick by brick by brick. A house is built brick by brick. So remember that as well this month, and put some time into thinking about that. So I wrote down putting your skills and talents to good use. So whatever that soul work is for you right now, whatever you're doing that you feel you're meant to do, or what you find tremendous joy and passion in, try to suspend your personal judgments around, it's just this, it's not a big deal. It's just like a hobby I do after work. It's just like woodworking or painting or whatever. Don't dismiss your soul work is what I hear very loud and clear from spirit. These are things that, you know, you are here to do. You are here to do them, and they do bring you joy, and they do connect step by step, brick by brick. And that you will be able to see why in time. So don't get lost in the destination. Enjoy the journey. Embracing a student mindset. So although we are in a kind of mastery energy, like soul work is something that you are experienced in, that you do have skills in. And so there's a level of mastery, sure. But how do we get to that level of mastery? It is through the consistency, the time and time again, the dedication to something. And so continue that. That's what we mean by mastery is what I hear. But then also embrace the student mindset of, I don't know everything there is to know, and I will never stop learning. And so try not to be closed off from new. Sometimes we see with people, I mean, I can certainly see it in different fields and things. I'm not going to trash talk anyone anywhere. However, I know that you know that we have experience with someone, whether through TV or through our lived experiences in real life, so to speak, in which somebody is an expert or a master in their field, but feels a bit rigid in that. And in a sense, when you have that as a goal of like, I'm going to be the expert, the be all to end all, the end all to be all, whatever, however you say it, that is a little limiting, is it not? Because you're putting a cap on it. You're saying this is the level of achievement, of knowledge, and there's no growth there. It's like we go there and then there's not anything after that. So I have stepped out personally, because in the past I would think to myself, I want to be an expert in my field. And then I was starting to break that down. I'm like, what does that mean exactly? And what I came to about was that for me personally actually felt very limiting and rigid. So for me, I feel like success in any chosen field, in any chosen joy or passion that you have, is in the forever embracing new or learning or being open to it. I think that that is success. I feel like that is expertise, somebody that can commit and dedicate, and there's consistency, and they know their stuff, but they also are very open to changing their mind or having new information to build upon that then takes them up another level. So that's some good guidance this month as well. Improvement. This is a month of improvement, which is interesting, I find. So I was thinking about this and I'm like, okay, so right now we're still in Libra, the astrological season of Libra, and we will be for a bit more until about, you know, midway, third week of November. So a good chunk of November is in, no, sorry, we're in Scorpio now. I'm totally sorry. I said Libra and then I thought, no, that doesn't sound right. We're not, the beginning of November is not Libra, it's Scorpio. We are now in Scorpio energy is what I meant to say. Scorpio is a sign that I feel like gets a bad rap. I have a lot of people in my life that are born in the sign of Scorpio, and they're absolutely wonderful people. I have some very, very close friends that are born in the sign of Scorpio. Scorpio, often I feel like people think Scorpio can be a fire sign just because of the connotations associated with it. I know that in the past, I used to think it was a fire sign before I really knew too much about astrology. And then I realized, no, it's actually a water sign. And that makes total sense. Scorpio season is emotional, right? But it is a, there's a depth to it. There's kind of, we're going beyond the surface. We're going beyond the surface of things in Scorpio season, and we're diving deep. So we need to be, and I think that's why it comes up around, you know, this mastery versus student mindset and like, don't be so rigid and inflexible in thinking that you know it all or, you know, you've achieved everything that you can with something, because there's another level of depth to it. And sometimes that depth comes from newfound awareness or an awakening of, holy mother, you know, like, I thought I was doing this because of this, but actually the root underneath of what was driving me was this, which may be a painful realization. And I think that's the essence of Scorpio sometimes that people are a little bit nervous about, is that like this, you can't kind of lie to yourself in Scorpio season. You can't, there's a knowing, there's a deepness to Scorpio. And so we're being asked to go deep during this Scorpio season and to embrace those kind of new things. So if you are, maybe you are taking a chance on something totally new that is kind of connected indirectly or directly to something that you've done before. And you certainly are being asked to view it like that, like bricks, building blocks. And so maybe this is kind of a push to say, hey, you know, like step out of this fear-based thinking of I can't do it, just because maybe there's some truths that have been revealed to you. Maybe you're realizing some things. Maybe there's some of us that are realizing, hey, I have spent my whole adult life chasing this one path, and oh, all of a sudden I don't want that path anymore, and that is scary as all get out, right? So know that it feels like there's some revelations coming this month, not in a scary way, not in a truthfully scary way. It feel like we are ready for whatever comes our way this month. This is a month of improvement. So this is a month of going beyond the surface and going underneath the surface. So we're going to have some truths revealed to us, some that we might feel we're not ready for, but we actually are ready for. This also is a month that feels like we are embracing more freedom. So the freedom comes from, you know, taking the new path or embracing the flexibility of the student mindset of saying, you know, I was kind of rigid in my thinking or in my behavior around that. And I have, you know, seen that maybe there is another way, or maybe there is, you know, another piece that I don't understand, and like kind of getting out of your own head and being open to new or to other. That comes in a big way. And that feels like that facilitates more freedom, not only like in ourselves, in our physical bodies, but also in our lives. It translates, it goes out into the physical, and effort comes in. So we've got some themes here. We've got, you know, embracing this kind of student mindset while also being consistent and dedicated to your soul work, whatever that may be. And I feel like those two things are connected. The dedication and commitment to the thing that you're doing or you're working on. And then the student mindset comes in to say, hey, maybe there's some new things connected to that. And rather than put your soul work on a shelf for a while and stepping away because you're afraid of something, can we embrace that there may be new things to learn? Or can we embrace that what you thought would happen, or how you thought it would happen, or when you thought it would happen, may not, and it may be taking a different route? Can you stay consistent to yourself and dedicated to yourself while also embracing this flow? That brings forward a feeling of self-improvement, right? Growing, evolving at the soul, going deep, which then leads to more freedom in our lives. And this takes effort. And so there we go. That's the general message of the Eight of Pentacles. A lot came out there. I am going to move on to the Oracle card, which says very similar things. I want to take a moment quickly and share this Oracle deck with you. It's a new one, so I haven't used it here before. And this came about, I had never seen or heard of this deck. And somebody on my Instagram that I follow, but I like didn't really know very well, they posted a card in their stories from this deck. And all I saw the card. First of all, the card really resonated with me in general, and the message of the card and the symbols and all of that. But there was more than that. It was like the deck itself had an energy that I could feel, and the artwork was incredible. And so I messaged this person. I said, I must know what Oracle deck that is. And they laughed and said, you know what? I had the exact same reaction to this deck when somebody else posted a card in their stories, and I messaged them and said, I must know. And then since I have posted about this deck in my stories, I just learned somebody that I connect with through my work also had the same experience and ordered the deck. So a lot of hype for this deck. I'm definitely hyping it up. It's Alchemy of Spirit. Look at this deck. How incredible. This, like, it's just so, so nice. And the cards, I mean, look at the back of the cards. If you are on YouTube, you're able to see. If not, I am so sorry. But this is a laser, like, a smallish card. It's not a big honkin' jumbo card like sometimes we see in Oracle decks. Sort of like the size of a card in a card deck, like a playing card deck. And we've got this beautiful, like, pinky and purple shades, kind of like an ombre situation happening on the back of the card. And then we have a sun and a moon and a star. And I don't know why, but I was just very drawn. There's a lot of pastels used in this deck and the artwork and the cards, and I'm just in love with it. So I'm sharing this with you today. This is a card I have not pulled before. It is number, my eyesight is terrible, 14. It is number 14 in case that is something for you. I always reveal numbers in case it's a special nod to something as well. And the card we have is the Cliff. Okay, so it's giving, like, right when I see it, I'm like, this is giving Fool vibes, like the Fool in a tarot deck, which is when we leap off of the proverbial cliff to start something new or to embrace our passion, our curiosities, our joys, not knowing really where the heck we're going, but we're doing it anyways, right? It's the beginning of a journey. And that's the kind of essence that I get right off the get-go from this card, the Cliff. Now, then I went to the guidebook and I kind of read in general what the creator of this deck wanted to convey with this particular card. And the key notes I wrote down was, this is a time of learning. And that kind of made me laugh a little bit, because we did talk all about soul work. We talked about mastery, but also finding mastery and embracing mastery through the beginner's mindset or the student mindset. So that's definitely a theme coming through for November. So we are learning things. We're learning things in the month of November. So it's a great time to learn things. It's a great time to begin something new, to be honest. I feel a lot of new beginnings in the energy of these two cards so far and in the month of November. So that's great. So if you've got something new coming up, you are, you know, starting a new course, or you're deciding that you want to do that, doesn't matter when the timeline is, but you've made a decision around it, that very well could be what this is kind of about. Or, you know, starting a new job or applying for a new job or just starting a new project, starting something. It's like drawing the line in the sand. It doesn't mean it has to happen right now, but it does mean that we've decided it will. So that comes forward. The fear of failure came in, which made me laugh as well, because I can see how much that plays out with our guidance that came in already, and like how some of us may fear that or feel that we are stuck or nervous or afraid to move forward. Maybe the fear is kind of the root of the rigidity that we talked about, where we have kind of a tendency to be rigid sometimes. Like, nope, I have been doing this forever. I have all this background doing this. It will be lost. It will be all for nothing if I leave it to embrace something new. It's like this fear that all of that is wasted, when nothing can ever be truly wasted. So we've got this fear of failure that may be holding us back in some way. So keep that in mind and to the front of your brain this month, and in your, you know, in what you're experiencing and what you're thinking about and what you're leaning towards. Ask yourself, are you holding back because you are afraid? And if so, Is there actually anything to be afraid of? Like, do you have proof? I always say, what evidence do I have of this? If I'm feeling some sort of way, like limited in some way, I have a limiting self-belief, I have a mean thought about myself, I always ask myself, you know, is that true? And the answer is, you know, if I try to answer it neutrally, is I don't know. Like, say it's a question about, like, if I do this, where will I fail? The honest answer to that question is more likely, if we're really honest, is I don't know. You know, I guess there's a chance I could, but it's more likely that I won't. But there's still an I don't know. That's how I answer the question anyways. And then as a step further, I say, what evidence do I have to support that it could be true? You know, that I will fail. And when I ask myself that question, I more often than not have no reasons to think that I will fail, or no proof that I will, or very little. And it always outweighs that, no, I don't actually have any evidence that this won't work. I actually have evidence to support that it will be a success. So take a step further if you're feeling a little bit anxious or fearful about making new decisions this month, and ask yourself those questions. Fear is not to be avoided, but embraced as a lesson. So if we kind of get out of our minds, like, what I want to say about this is that the spirit world has taught me over, like, all these like 8 years that I've been doing this work and all the thousands of people that I've connected with, there is something that comes in time and time again around failure. And it's that, you know, there really isn't any true failure when we think of it from a soul's perspective. Failure is this word that we've created to explain when things don't work out how we thought they would. And then we critique and judge ourselves harshly because of that. But that in itself is something that we need to move on. That is like a karmic-based thing. I feel that collectively we really are being asked to move beyond, because what if that's not actually failure in the sense that we think it is? What if it's success because we have left something that was keeping us stagnant and we have now placed ourselves on a new path that will lead to abundance, growth mindset, the soul evolving, meeting the person we're supposed to, having the experiences that we're supposed to experience. And I bet if we look back at all our perceived failures in our previous experiences in life, more often than not, we can see how they were kind of like blessings in disguise. Or maybe we could think about, like, well, you know, that was tough and that was really hard. It was really shitty. However, it all worked out. And I'm fine. And I can now, I have the beauty of hindsight, the gift of hindsight that now allows me to see how that worked out. We don't have the gift of hindsight at the beginning when we're on the cliff, but it doesn't change the fact that we're on the cliff for a reason and that we are meant to leap. So please leap this month, my friends. Embracing the journey of the unknown, like being comfortable with that. At some point, everything you've ever done at some point in that journey was an unknown to you, meaning I don't actually know how this is going to work out. We go on that first date. We make the decision to go on the first date. We don't know how it's going to turn out. We don't know that we're going to date that person seriously, or we're going to get married, or we're going to get divorced. We don't know any of those things. There's an unknown quality to it. It doesn't stop us from doing it. It doesn't stop us from saying yes. Same quality as like making decisions to go to school, buying a house, starting a new job, buying a car, having children. We don't know how that is all going to turn out. It's all an unknown until it is a known. So please try not to get stuck in the unknown is what I mean to say. This is a very encouraging episode. I'm loving the energy of November so far. Thinking outside the box comes in. So I think this is just kind of saying embrace the pan out, as I like to say. Let's pan out on ourselves, right? Let's view things from as objectively as possible, and let's go there, and let's ask ourselves these questions, and let's dissect this, and let's, you know, move beyond our own BS is essentially what I'm hearing. Let's move beyond our own limiting self-beliefs and our fears and just see things for what they are. Give yourself that little pep talk. Be your own best friend. Be your cheerleader this month, your own cheerleader. Universe is protection comes through. So it's kind of like embracing that anything that didn't work out or that isn't working out or isn't happening according to your plan is actually protection. And so I was hearing redirection is direction, which is something I know we've talked about here many, many times. Redirection is protection. So potentially, like, maybe that person that we were like madly in love with and we wanted a future with. And, you know, I can speak from experience here as somebody that was engaged for many years before I met and married my husband. And then that relationship didn't work out, but not because I didn't want it to. It was a decision that was made for me by the other person. And obviously that was very, very painful. But, and I thought it was the worst thing that would ever happen. I thought I would never get over it. I thought I would never be happy. I thought life was over. But now, you know, and I've actually had a conversation with this person and I've said, thank you. Thank you. Because that actually, from my soul's perspective, was love. That was a great act of love because your soul knew that my soul needed something else. And if I had stayed, I may have not been happy. I probably wouldn't have. So there you go. Little real life example of how, you know, this energy may play out and just some food for thought. Lastly, let's talk about the Soul's Journey lesson card. Now, this is when I did laugh out loud, okay? Because I pulled this card and went, okay, you can't make this shit up. Got the fear card. So it says, I embrace that I am testing my resolve to live in the energy of love. So there really is only two main energies here, okay? We've got fear and we've got love. And everything can either be camped in one of these two places. We've got fear and love. And so this is a month that comes up around choice, okay? And so we've heard that with the other cards. We understand we may be on the cliff, so to speak, and we're ready to leap, or we're trying to, like, you know, prepare ourselves to leap, and we need to work on our own stuff and go deep and dissect and move beyond our own BS in order to leap. Whatever you got to do is fine as long as you leap. And so this is just saying this is a month of choices. When we are stuck in a place of fear, and, you know, if we talk about like sadness, despair, anger, anxiety, any of those things, they're not inherently negative. And I'm not saying we shouldn't experience them because we should, but we should experience them through the lens of what is this trying to teach me versus living in that energy all the time. So I'm not saying like don't feel those things, but do know when we feel those things, we are in this camp, which is fear, which is the opposite of love. And so our soul is, and spirit, like when I connect to spirit, that is love. That is the essence of love. So being, living over here in the house of fear with those emotions I brought up and many, many, many others is actually going against your very being. It's going to feel gross and icky, and it's okay to be in it. Please know I'm not spiritually bypassing anyone. I need to feel angry sometimes. I need to feel sad sometimes. I need to feel mad sometimes. That's okay. It's just we can't live in there. If we live in there and we identify with it and this is who we are now, it is going to feel icky. And that's what I mean about that. Turning your doubt into trust is what that card's bringing up. Can we move with the lesson? Can we see it as a lesson? Can we see the doubt as a lesson? Can we see the fear of failure as a lesson that is not meant to be avoided? It is meant to be overcome. It is meant to be embraced, not through judgment of self or avoidance of the thing, but moving through it. Moving through it is a great act of love. So that's what we've got from the cards. So now, let's take a moment. We're going to start with an animal. I just wrote a blog this week at the time of recording. It'll be last week for you because this episode's coming out next week. I wrote a blog about animal messengers this week. If you haven't checked it out, you can check it out on my website, theintuitiverising.com, and hit the blog tab. There's a whole bunch of blogs there written over the years. The most recent one is about animal messengers, and I share how in my work lately, like in the last week or so when working with clients, I've had like animals come in, and I don't mean pets. I mean like different animals that spiritually represent different things. And then I've kind of talked about the uncanny ways that that resonated with the client, and things that revealed themselves afterwards that were really, really cute and supportive. But yeah, that's kind of the general energy that I work with in these podcasts, which is to tap into an animal that represents something to us, and that something represents or is here to help or encourage something that fits into this general energy for each month. So I'm going to take a moment now because I'm going to channel the next three little bits of guidance here before we end for this month with the energetic forecast. I'm going to see what animal comes in, and I'm just going to allow the information to flow around what that animal has to say. And then we're going to talk about a number support, and then we're going to talk about a color. Okay. So let's do it. Let's see what comes in. What animal wants to come in to speak with us for the month of November, 2025? Okay. Okay, interesting. So I was seeing a really big cat, first of all, and then I heard right away jaguar, which is interesting. So I can visualize this jaguar in my mind as it comes forward. And now I'm just going to kind of suspend any of my own thoughts about what that represents to me. And I'm going to instead allow spirit to tell me what that represents for us in this month. Okay, so I'm seeing kind of like a very dark color, like black, okay? So it's like black fur. And I'm hearing that is specific, that represents shadow work. And it's kind of like, as I see this cat, it is kind of slinky. It's a little bit sneaky in a way. It's kind of like, you know, peeking its head around. It's almost snake-like in the sense that it's like slinky like that. It's kind of coming, peering in and out of long grass at me, in my mind's eye. Okay. So we've got this kind of sneakiness. It represents shadow work. Okay. So I feel like, and shadow work, if we're not familiar, is, basically a lot of the things that we've talked about already. So, you know, we have a shadow, and I mean, a literal shadow. Like if you go stand outside in the sun, you're going to see your shadow beside you, right? And when we talk about shadow work, what we're saying is that there are things about you that are you. They are innately you, whether they are connected to your past experiences or your trauma or whatever, your conditioning. But they're the parts of you that you've discarded or that you try to avoid or you don't like. And so you kind of pretend it's not there, but it always is lurking. It's always behind you. And, you know, we can think about this, say if there's like some trauma in the past from our childhood or, you know, earlier in life, and we avoid it. We go, no, I'm fine. But then it sneaks out in ways like how we're triggered about things, our reactions to things. And it's like all of a sudden what you're reacting to in that maybe minor argument with your spouse or your coworker, it's not like fitting with the actual circumstance. And you're like, whoa, this isn't really about this. This is about my triggers. And I have had a trigger touched, right? Like something's been activated in me that doesn't necessarily truly connect to the situation at large and is connected to something that I'm avoiding, right? This is shadow work. And so shadow work is empowering actually, because it's going, you know what? Yes, this is a part of me. This is something that I've experienced. Even if it's something that you have done personally that you're not proud of anymore. It's okay. You cannot be proud of it, but you can't like pretend it didn't happen is what I mean to say. So there needs to be like love and healing expressed towards that aspect of yourself. And you know, it's kind of like I'm hearing when you know better, you do better. And if you can get to that place of when you know better, you do better, then you can forgive yourself and you can move forward. So that's what the Jaguar is standing for this month. Shadow work, embracing the deeper parts of ourselves, total Scorpio energy. Totally get it. Just gets goosebumps as I said that. It's like a powerful animal. Like I feel like it's a power animal is actually what I hear. A power animal. Okay. So it wants to empower you. It wants you to own every little bit and piece of you and use it as fuel, not to make you cower and afraid and hide. And when I see this Jaguar kind of like peeking out through the reeds or through the grass, there's a feeling of like, I'm not really hiding though. It's almost like I'm empowered. I'm like, I'm hunting. You know, this is an aspect of play. There's kind of like my instincts of like, of stalking, you know, stalking a prey is kind of what's coming in. And you're probably saying like, how can that be a good thing? I feel like what it is like keeping your eye on the prize, right? It's like keeping my eye on the prize that this is what I want to do. And there might be some obstacles that make the path a little winding. And there may be some stuff that I have to overcome. I'll keep my eye on the prize. That's the soul work coming back in. So thank you, Mr. Jaguar. I love that energy, actually. Love that message. I actually feel that's quite empowering. So we're going to move on to a number. And already I see it in my mind. And it's an 8 and a 7. And I laugh out loud as I say that because as I saw the 2-digit number with the 7 at the end, I thought, please don't be 67 because I'm so over this whole 6-7 thing with my children. Anybody else that's a parent out there is probably like, what the heck is 6-7? It's been explained to me, but I still don't get it. Anyways, 87. Okay, 87. Okay, so let me see what comes in. So 87 in general may be a number that you encounter a lot this month. It may be something you're seeing at the when you're filling up the gas tank on your receipt. You know, just in various ways like that. Like I'm seeing like a house number 87 or, you know, 87th Street or whatever it is. There feels like there's going to be sightings of 87 this month. And so it is a little spirit wink if you do see it. 87. Let me see what else they'll say about this. We've got the 8. I feel like we've had a lot of 8s come in as of late, like the last few months when I do these energetic forecast. And I know like 8 has a real, to me anyways, 8 feels, I know it represents infinity. I feel like we all know that. And that maybe is the journey, right? The journey and the wines on the journey is the 8, the infinity and kind of like the lessons never stop learning the lessons, right? There's never stop growing. And so that's a little bit a nod to the student mindset. But then the 7, I'm hearing something about legacy as well. I feel like this comes in for both 87, like 8 and 7 together. So legacy and focus on legacy. And I can see absolutely how that connects to the concept of soul work. And when you do your soul work and you're, you know, putting yourself into something, how you are building a legacy, but you're also leaving something behind for future generations. So that may be you embracing, you know, your gift of something vocal or your gift of speaking or writing or, you know, creating music. It may be, you know, building a home. It may be raising your family. Like it all of those things are legacy building things. So, okay. So we've got legacy and growth and the winding path and, you know, embracing this kind of like life's a journey, not a destination. So we're going to keep in mind as well if that Aerosmith song plays. If we hear that lyric in this month as well, we can take it as a little additional spirit wink. Okay. And now we're going to move on to the color. So is there a color that wants to kind of give us a little bit more support this month. Something that either we can, you know, wear on our person, embrace more in our decor and our lives in some way, or just visualize if we need to rely on this energy. And I hear yes. And I hear interesting. I hear pewter, which is different than silver. Pewter. Okay, so pewter. What does that mean? I'm hearing of, okay, murkiness, which is interesting. Murkiness. When something is murky, it is not clear. So it's like, oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love how it comes full circle. So what they're saying is pewter is a little bit, I don't know if pewter is not as pure in some way as silver. I don't actually know the like properties of that metal. However, what I'm hearing is pewter kind of brings forward this feeling of murkiness or something not being clear. And, you know, it's like swampy. Like they're kind of making it feel swampy to me in a way. And there's, and it represents that depth, right? And somebody kind of like skating along the surface, but not wanting to go underneath it. And they're saying you need to go in the murkiness, into the lack of clarity in order to gain clarity. It's like kind of like the lotus message, right? No mud, no lotus. If you don't go into the mud, if you don't dive deep, if you don't seek, if you're not willing to go there, if you're not willing to heal and go into the dark, then you're not going to receive the growth, the beauty, the wisdom of the lotus. And so that's what comes through with pewter. That's pretty cool too. So yeah, so maybe it's just thinking about those kind of connotations, or if you have something that's pewter, maybe it's putting it out. I'm like seeing something like a candlestick. So I'm wondering if somebody listening has like pewter candlesticks. And I actually love that image in general. Makes me get excited because I'm seeing all the deeper connections of like, especially with a candlestick. If like there's a pewter candlestick, then you put a candle in it and you light it. And then the light is the love, and the light is kind of like they're showing me somebody entering a cave with the candlestick, right? With a torch and like going into the cave with it. Oh, I love it. I love spirit is like very poetic this month. Love it. Okay. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed recording it, and I'm really looking forward to the energy of November. I hope you are too. And I will see you back here very soon for another episode of the Intuitive Rising Podcast. Take good care.
If you have enjoyed this episode, please consider hopping on over to wherever you listen to your podcast and giving it a 5-star review. Thank you so much in advance. If you'd like to keep in touch, please head over to my website, theintuitiverising.com, to keep up with all the things that I have been doing. I also have a private Facebook community for people just like you. It's called the Intuitive Rising Community. All you gotta do is request to join, and I will let you in. Keep rising.